In a bold move to combat climate change, the Spanish government has proposed a ban on specific short-haul domestic flights, where a viable train route under 2.5 hours exists. This initiative is a crucial element of Spain's 2050 Climate Action Plan, aiming to significantly reduce carbon emissions. The concept echoes a similar policy implemented in France last year, which successfully applied to several routes from Paris-Orly Airport. The proposed ban will not impact connecting flights that link to international routes, thereby safeguarding major air hubs such as Madrid and Barcelona from experiencing schedule or slot disruptions. The proposal is still under thorough review and requires legislative action before implementation. The exact timeline and the domestic connections to be impacted by this change are yet to be revealed. Findings from a recent Hitachi Rail survey, which encompassed views from cities such as London, Berlin, Milan, Warsaw, Paris, and Copenhagen, reveal significant public support for the shift from air to rail travel. A notable 64% of respondents globally, and higher percentages in cities like Paris and Milan, showed favor towards banning short-haul flights when efficient high-speed rail options are available. The option divides, however, on the topic of increasing air taxes to fund rail travel improvements. About 56% support this idea, while a third oppose it. Despite these eco-conscious proposals, climate advocates and travel experts raise concerns about the practical impact. Experts point out the limitations seen in France's implementation, where airport slots freed from short-haul flights were reallocated to longer flights with higher emissions. Similarly, the European Region's Airlines Association expressed apprehension that suspended domestic routes in Spain could be replaced by longer, more carbon-intensive flights. Spain's initiative to ban certain short-haul flights in favor of efficient train travel marks a progressive step towards sustainable tourism and environmental conservation. While the move garners significant public support, it also brings to light the complexities and potential unintended consequences in the aviation industry's efforts to reduce carbon footprints. As this proposal moves towards becoming law, its success will depend on a careful balance between environmental objectives and practical impacts on travel dynamics.